Hello, I am the Infinity Theorist, Quake Spinoff Enthusiast, and welcome back to ITUR, Infinity Theorist Unscripted Rants. And today's thing is about a chaotic Pixar theory thing. Not Pixar theory, because the Pixar theory is something else. This is about Mr. Potato Head and a conversation I had with some of my friends once. What is Mr. Potato Head? Think about it. How is Mr. Potato Head? Where is his consciousness? It's not in the potato, ironically, because that, we've seen him move his pieces, like his eyes and stuff, have gone to tortillas and cucumbers and stuff, and all of his body parts have moved, so why, the actual potato part of him is not the consciousness part of him. But yeah, that's what this video is about, or not video, I'm sorry, that's what this podcast episode is about. And actually, before I, talk about it more, I do want to give some context onto where this conversation came from. So, I, as a DM, allow custom races in my, campaigns, don't judge me, it's fun, and my players don't exactly want to, you know, build custom races and just go for funny stuff, especially in one-shots. so, in a one-shot that I did, there was a, we ended up having entire city with bread-based creatures called yeasts or whatever. One of them was a burger with a musket. One of them was a burger, and the burger is able to move kind of like each part separately. And so here's a quote: "Is burger like Mr. Potato Head? Each part is able to move even when separated." And then the person who played burger, yeah, close enough, probably. And then, okay, quick question, which part of Mr. Potato Head is actually Mr. Potato Head? The Potato Head. But no, it's not the Potato Head, right? I also said he's just the Ship of Theseus, and if you've seen WandaVision, you should know what that is. I actually knew what the Ship of Theseus was before WandaVision, so, I'm not that, I've liked philosophy. Anyway, so Mr. Potato Head, right? He's a toy in Toy Story, and he's all these different parts. He's eyes, legs, arms, whatever. But the one thing that he doesn't control is his potato body, potato head, which doesn't make any sense if he's called Mr. Potato Head. But that is like the one thing that he doesn't. And we know that the body parts can work separately from each other, as proven by Mrs. Potato Head when she loses an eye. So how is this working? Why does this do with this? And then can he get spare parts and replace those parts? At what point does he not become Mr. Potato Head? At what point does the hive mind stop? Because obviously he's a hive mind, right? That's like that's the only logical explanation. He's a hive mind. His consciousness is a hive mind between like his eyes, his arms, his legs. But if he gets replacement arms, is he still the same? Does he still have the same arms? I mean, I get arms are kind of the gray area there, but like eyes, if he replaces, I feel like the eyes are like the biggest part of his character, right? And like even Mrs. Potato Head lost an eye that one time. If you replace one of the Potato Head's eyes with another Potato Head eye, does that like change the consciousness of the character? Where is Mr. Potato Head's consciousness? Where is it stored? Where are the Potato Head's consciousness stored? Like, even if it is a hive mind, there are such things as replacement parts. And when you replace a part, is it still the same thing? Like, if you replace the Ship of Theseus, again, let's go back to that example. If you don't know what it is, I'm going to explain it now. The Ship of Theseus, right? So it's an old Greek thing let's say the real Ship of Theseus, which was a Greek hero in Greek mythology, the real Ship of Theseus was in a museum. Slowly, over time, the boards started to rot, right? And then as it started to rot, the boards were replaced. Eventually, all of the boards in the ship were replaced. Is that ship still the same ship? Additionally, if you rebuilt the ship with the original boards, you found a way to clean them or whatever, and they're actually work now, is that new ship you just built the real Ship of Theseus? What defines a thing? What is identity? Is basically the question it asks. And how do we tell? And how do we know? And, like, you can also bring it up into consciousness and, like, people. Because, you know, there's a thing that our atoms get replaced every seven... Not atoms. Yeah, no, not atoms. Cells. Our cells get replaced every 7 to 10 years. So are we still the same person we were 7 to 10 years ago? And so you can... There's a little existential crisis for you. but yeah, is Mr. Potato Head's consciousness stored in the... It's not stored in the Potato Head. That's the one part we know for sure it's not stored in. I think the most logical thing would be his eyes. But I seem to remember parts of the movies where his other body parts acted independently of him. And, like, is his consciousness stored in the cloud? His existence doesn't make any sense. The other toys, I mean, sure, it's Toy Story. They're not supposed to make sense. But the other toys actually make sense, right? Because you have Woody. He's just, like, a normal toy. You have Buzz. You have all of the others. They're all just one little piece. Mr. Potato Head is so confusing because he can change his body. And also, can he control anything? Like, if he just stuck his arm, you know, into, like, a human, like, human arm, and then stuck his eyes, like, into a forehead or something, could he then control, like, I'm gonna say, like, could he control a dead body? If he found a way to put himself in a dead body, could he control a dead body? He can control a tortilla. He can control a cucumber. I mean, obviously, there are some limitations as to it. Like, with the tortilla, he did fold or whatever. But if he found a way, could he control a human body? Could he control, like, a Funko Pop? That would be hard to control. But could he control... Because, like, it's hard or whatever. It's hard to get in. Could he control... What else could he... I don't know. There are so many things that he could control. And Mr. Potato Head just doesn't make any sense. And yeah, I really don't have much to say other than that. This is supposed to be a 10-minute rant about Mr. Potato Head and going off of a conversation I had with my friends once. Let's see if I can find some more. Is there a range of connections? Another thing we talked about, like if he loses his eye in, like, California and he goes to, I don't know, Russia, can he still use that eye? Can he still use the eye he lost in California? I don't think there's a range. I personally don't think there's a range because Mrs. Potato Head used her other eye. But is there a range? And, like, I don't know. There are so many things. There are so many things. And, like, can he control organic matter is a real question because he can... There's so much. There's so many things. I'm trying to see if I can find some other things. yeah, no, that was the end of... That was pretty much all the conversation. He could also be like Venom. He takes control of any object he connects to. Like a symbiote, basically. That's another one of the things that I saw right now on the text message of my my D&D group chat. So these are the conversations that I have. What is Mr. Potato Head? I personally think he's a hive mind. I did make an Instagram story talking about it. That was a while ago now. But yeah, that's that. Mr. Potato Head is Mr. Potato Head. Mr. Potato Head is the ship of Theseus. Mr. Potato Head is a hive mind. Mr. Potato Head is Mr. Potato Head. Mr. Potato Head is. Mr. Potato Head is. There we go. That's a great quote. The Spotify question today. What is Mr. Potato Head and how does he work? What are your thoughts? I want to hear your thoughts. What are your thoughts on Mr. Potato Head and how he works? Because, like, this conversation, obviously, I had with some of my friends. But I do want to hear from other people. And I did have this conversation with, like, two groups of friends. I had some with, like, the D&D group chat and some other people that I talked to. But, you know, it's always good to get other people's input in things like this. Because I want to know, is Mr. Potato Head a hive mind? Do you think he's a hive mind? Do you think his consciousness shifts? Do you think each individual part of him has a consciousness of its own and then they all combine to make one big consciousness? What is it? I mean, I guess that's kind of like a high mind idea. But what is it? What exactly is Mr. Potato Head and why does he behave the way that he does? And why can, you know, Mrs. Potato Head see from her eye that she lost and from far away? Why is that? I don't know. I just think this is interesting, and you should probably think this is interesting, too, because it is. But yeah, if you have any thoughts, please feel free to answer them in the Spotify question.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty much everything I have. I know this is 10 minutes. I'm catching up on some slightly behind work for this. So, yeah. Goodbye.